This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day, this night, and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today. Tonight, just thanking you and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking you and praising you as we get out of the way that you may have your way here this night. Oh, Heavenly Father, hide us and have Calvary's cross and on this little clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now as I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase here this night in the name of Jesus. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, just come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties. Anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth here this night in the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for answering prayers, order, and requests. But most of all, precious Father, for the anointed Spirit of God to rest, to go forth. And Lord, that souls may be saved, that the kingdom of God may grow in 2022. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 8 through 11. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 8 through 11. And the word of God reads, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always have an all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministered seed to the sower both supplies bread for your food and multiply your seed sowed and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we thank God for his word tonight. We thank God for his for enabling us and helping us to bring forth the word of God tonight. As we teach and preach on a local level, that we'll be able to reach on a global level. Through the use of the internet, we thank God for the anointing of the Spirit of God, hallelujah, to come in and lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight in the name of Jesus. We are grateful and thankful for the use of the internet, because through the use of the internet, a device that God have allowed us to use, that we can speak locally as well as globally. speaking the word of God, uplifting that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory and the praise and honor of God here this night. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, I ask that you pray with us and for us as I come forth here tonight, as we come forth tonight, talking about we are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing. No matter how little or how much you may have in 2022, during this pandemic, hallelujah, if you are still alive and well, on top of the ground not on top of you, you are blessed. You are blessed, but if you are not in no one's hospital, hallelujah, fighting for your life, or in somebody's jailhouse, hallelujah, or in somebody's hospital, bound with a sickness onto that, God is still in the miracle working business. God is still able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need. You know, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So as we stretch out in faith tonight and in obedience to the word of God, we want to give you a word of encouragement and exhortation that will help you along your Christian journey in 2022. Believers of Christ, people of God, our God, has blessed us not so that we can live with a spirit of grief on us, but so we can bless others. God loves a cheerful giver. Yes, when God sees that someone is giving freely out of love, God will bless them more and more. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, we are blessed to be a blessing. When we look up in the word of God, from the beginning of Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, the word of God says, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that ye will be a blessing. Here in the book of Genesis, we are talking about Abraham. Abraham is called the father of faith. Abram, before his name became Abraham, he was Abram. And here in the book of Genesis, hallelujah, we see that God made a statement and gave a promise to Abraham. And he said, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you would be a blessing. Now, Abraham, we know the story. Abraham, hallelujah, God made a promise to him. God chose Abraham here in the Old Testament, that he specifically chose Abraham, who was living with his father in his father's household. God spoke to Abraham at the time, told him that him to leave his father's household and go to a land that he would show him. Well, Abraham, like most of us human beings, we want to know where we're going. Well, Abram at that time took God at his word, and he just left his friends, his family, his father's house, and journeyed to a land that God had showed him. Abraham didn't try to figure it out in his mind. He didn't try to go to the neighbor to ask for advice. No, Abraham believed God, took God at his word. Bible says all is possible to those that believe. When it becomes impossible for us to understand, impossible for us with our little finite mind to figure it out, that's when God has a platform to work impossible situation and make it become possible. So Abram, at this time, he left, went to a foreign land that he didn't know nothing about. God made a promise. One thing about God, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and all those that are listening tonight, one thing about God, God is not like man. Man, at the moment, may have good intention, may say something 1 minute, and the next minute they change their mind. But God is not like man, and he's not the son of man that he should repent. Hallelujah. God backs his word by his word. His word is already settled in heaven as well as here on earth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall abide forever and ever. People of God, when we say that we are blessed to be a blessing, immediately our mind goes to financial and materialistic type of things and that we can acquire. But here, when God was talking about Abraham as he being the father of faith, he was talking about spiritual blessing that he would bestow upon the man and woman of God that takes him about to his word. Bible says in First Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, it says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fed of rams. When we take God at his word, we are getting rid of self-agenda, and also we are not being influenced by the worldly possessions, materialistic or otherwise. Our mind is made up. Our heart is fixed. Here, Abram, at the time, his heart was fixed. He wasn't caught in the valley of decision. He wasn't double-minded. No, he just went and took God at his word. And as he was led to go, hallelujah, I'm quite sure that just like ourselves in 2022, if we would approach a family member or a friend of ours, first thing that they would do would try to talk you out of what God has placed upon your heart to do. We have to remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't get mad with people. Don't argue with them, because a carnal-minded person cannot understand spiritual things, because their mind, hallelujah, are carnal. And carnal people, all they know how to do is think carnally, think earthly, think worldly, hallelujah. But we as born-again believers, because of the assignment of Abram at the time before his name became Abraham, he took God at his word. And by taking God at his word, God used Abraham, hallelujah, and the heirs of the promise that he gave to Abraham in order that spiritually salvation would come forth through the descendants of Abraham. Oh, what a blessing. Even now in 2022, I get goosebumps all up and down my spine of knowing that God, in hallelujah, way back then, in time, predestined for us as followers of Christ to fall in line and fall underneath the spiritual promise that he gave to Abraham, and we became, that we was drafted into the kingdom of God to become heirs symbolically of Abraham. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing to know? My brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at it, even now, hallelujah, in 2022, even now during this pandemic, God has still blessed us. Oh, yes, he has. If we are still here, still on top of the ground, right on that on top of us, still here in the land of the living, we are blessed. There's many that have been plucked out of here. There's many that have gone on to be with the Lord. But God seemed fit that you still be here in the land of the living. For that in itself, you should be thankful and grateful because God didn't have to do it. He did it though. And we thank him each and every day of our lives. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at being a body of believers that is considered to be the church, we have been given gifts and talents to bless others with. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the gifts we have been given were not intended to provide us with comfort and security. No, the gift that was given to us as followers of Christ, as believers of Christ, are intended instead to be used for serving others in need. See, the Apostle Paul here is telling the Christians in Corinth, according to 2 Timothy 9 and 11. He says, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Yes, the Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variableness or shadow of turning. God wants to bless his people. He wants to bless us beyond our expectation. But we as believers in Christ, we have to first of all repent of our sin. Second of all, get right with God and allow him to lead, guide, and direct us. The Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of the Most High God. So, beloved, we need God. We need Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says, without God, we can't do nothing. Without him intervening in our lives by sending his son, Jesus Christ, from heaven to earth, that he made a way, the way possible for us to be saved. We was once lost, blind, in sin. Lost, didn't know at the time that we was. But God, when we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, our spiritual eyes became open. Yes, the blinders that we had before Christ was dropped. And then consciously, it was like a light bulb that went off and brought us to the foreknowledge of knowing that God created us. And we as his creation have a duty to return back to him. Because of God allowing Christ to be that ultimate sacrifice for all mankind, He made the way. He is considered the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, that's what I'm talking about. The author and finisher of our faith. Yes, believers of Christ, we have born again believers here in 2020, we should use our tithe our time and our resources and our heart should be depleted from primarily seeking for our own pleasure and comfort. Instead, we should have a desire and make it a priority to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and to help to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in order to expand God's kingdom and his glory. So, beloved, serving the poor, Jesus let us know that in the gospel, that the poor will always be with us. Serving the poor should be a privilege of ours, those that have been blessed abundantly, blessed beyond our expectation. You see, serving the poor is not about sympathy for their condition. No, it is about sharing the gifts that we were given when God had mercy for our own condition. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening and those that will be listening at a later date. This is a spiritual nugget that you should consider. Write it down somewhere. Let it marinate in your spirit. And let the Holy Spirit bring a revelation to you concerning this. Serving the poor as a born-again believer of Christ is not about sympathy for their condition. No, it is about sharing the gifts that we were given when God had mercy for our own condition. My brothers and sisters in Christ, if you have shelter to live, a house or an apartment to live in, you're blessed. If you have clothes on your back to wear, shoes on your feet, hallelujah, furniture to sit on, food on your table, you are blessed. We are not here to just claim to things to just ourselves. No, God is looking for us to be conduits or vessels set apart for his use. Bible says in the book of Matthew 6:33, first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and everything else shall be added unto us. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look in the book of James 1:27, James taught the early church, you know, the early church that was formed in the book of Acts, as well as he's trying to encourage us here in 2022, that the scripture says that religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit the orphanage and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. In other words, as a born-again believer of Christ, we shouldn't be under the influence of the world. No, we should be influencing the world by our stand for Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are called and blessed to be a blessing. As believers of Christ, serving the poor and needy all around the world or on your own block where you live, it is a calling of every Christian. I'm going to say it again for those that needs to hear this again. It's better to be repeated, because sometimes we think whatever ministry that we attach ourselves to, that is a preacher's job or any leader in a position of leadership to serve, to extend to others. No, we as followers of Christ, with the preaching, with those in authority, we should serve the poor and needy all around the world, or on our own block, subdivision, or street that we live on, because it is the calling of every Christian. If you are Christ-like, if you have gave your life to Christ, you are a born-again believer. You see, people, God, when God places or allow a needy stranger in your path, he is giving you the opportunity to show that person the grace and mercy of a living Savior by the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, sure, when we look around every city, every town, there are people standing on the corner begging for money, or they are begging for a handout. And we, as a born-again believer of Christ, that have been blessed over and abundant, God will allow us to show the love of God in our heart towards others if we are willing to do and be led by his Holy Ghost. Yes, for example, giving a coat when it is cold during the winter months, or a sandwich to someone that is hungry, to the destitute, is like giving a piece of the new heart you have been given from Christ. Yes, our heart has been changed. That stony heart we have, it has been replaced with a heart of God's love and mercy. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we see someone in need, and God have given us the resources, and financially as well, physically as well as other areas of our lives, if you are able and capable to meet that need, I would advise you, I would encourage you to do so. Because in doing so, you, first of all, the need is being met. Second of all, you're showing that person or person the love of God in you and through you. Because people today is hurting in 2022. They are hurting all through this pandemic. And they are hurting not because of fault of their own. So we got to be sensitive in the spirit realm to be led by the Spirit of God to touch people's lives as being servants of the Most High God. So believers of Christ, when we make a sacrifice in our lives, today in 2022, to better enable the expansion of the gospel into and throughout the world. When you give dignity, mercy, love, justice, charity, and respect to others, you are letting others see Christ in your words and in your actions. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it's not about only us. It's about us reaching out to those that are less fortunate than us. So people, as we label ourselves as being Christians, we can talk about it, but our action may say something else. That's why we have to understand that people is watching. How are we going to respond or react to a need that is presented? That's why our audio, our video, have to line up with our audio. So, beloved, we must not lose sight of why God has blessed us here so richly in 2022. Yes, we are blessed to be a blessing. John in us and through us in the dying world that we are living in. And sisters in Christ, we live in a time that is a time of uncertainty, a time of hallelujah, that have been prophesied. We are living in the times where the beginning of spiritual birth pains are taking place. This is not the time for a child of God to quit. This is the time to keep pressing through your mess in order to get God's best. So again tonight, my brothers and sisters, we are talking about we are blessed to be a blessing. I just hope and pray that through the teaching tonight, that it will encourage you to keep pressing forward towards that mark of your higher calling of God in Christ Jesus. So we are blessed to be a blessing. Even in this pandemic, God is still in the blessing business. Whatever you are believing God for tonight, I come in complete agreement with you. It was in line with his word. And you have, and your relationship with him is right. I can tell you, we all touch and agree with you that God will come through for you. But it's not time for us to play church. It is time for us, church, to be the church. It is time for us to be obedient brothers and sisters in Christ. And let the world know that the God that we serve, he's awesome. God that we serve, he's willing, ready, able to meet our each and every need. Bible says that I can do all things through Christ, who strengthened me, according to Philippians 4 and 13. Here the Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. It says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort thee, which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comfort of God. We are blessed, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2022 to be a blessing to others. Believers of Christ, the late Aaron Rodgers said that you cannot obey God without your obedience spilling over and out into a blessing to all those around you. I'm going to say that again. The late Aaron Rodgers, man of God, said that you cannot obey God without your obedience spilling out and over into a blessing to all those around you. So let us strive to bless the world, others around us, with the blessings that God have given us. Yes, beloved, the blessings that God gave us are intended to be shared with all, beginning with the precious blessing of salvation from sin, and including all the other good things that God have given to us. People of God, if you, as a Christian, now, in 2022, that whatever your circumstances, you have been given the greatest gift is faith, hope, and love. If you have Christ, you have been given everything that is eternally worthwhile. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, when we talked about at the beginning of the teaching tonight about Abraham, whose name at the time was Abram, here again in the book in Genesis chapter 12, again, he had to leave his country, his people, and his father's household, and go to the land that God had showed him. And God told him, I'll make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. Abram, in obedience to what was said by God to him, he went, and God did bless. You see, God said to Abraham, I will bless you, and you will be a blessing. And all people on earth will be blessed through you. Yes, we, even now in 2022, we are blessed to be a blessing for others. People of God, God intended to bless Abraham and his descendants, but he's never meant for his blessing to be exclusive, complete. God is the one who singled out Abraham and later his physical descendants, the nation of Israel, as being God's first strategic step in reaching God, in reaching which God always determined that this would be a worldwide embrace plan of salvation. Believers of Christ, the role that the people of Israel played in the Old Testament was an important one because they were the first receivers of God's gracious promises. To them, the nation of Israel, it belonged the covenant, the wonderful agreement which God first established in a relationship with a community of people among the human race. Yes, God gave Israel the law, and the law was fulfilled by Jesus Christ. God gave Israel the law and the revelation of his holy nature and of his character and expectation. Also, Israel was an instrument that God chose to give his Messiah, his servant to the world, his chosen one, who would be the means of salvation for everyone. You know the story about Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. When we look in the New Testament, in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 16, it says, now to Abraham and his seed, what a promise made. He said not, and to seeds as of men, but as the one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are blessed. Blessed to be a blessing for us. Yes, people of God, from the very beginning, God's purpose to bless and save has always had a universal scope. People of God, blessings is our birthright as born-again believers of Christ. And the heart of our Heavenly Father, God, is a heart of blessing. You see, blessings can mean making holy, consecrated, endowed with divine favor and protection. People of God, Jesus warns us here in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 15 through 19. It says, here Jesus was speaking to the church of Laodicea. And it says, I know your works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I wish thou art cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou knowest thy sayings, I am rich and increaseth with goods and have no need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white garments, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint thine eye with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I have loved and chastened, be zealous, therefore, and repent. Here in 2022, believers of Christ, much like the church of Laodicea, many cultures here today in 2022, including here where we live, have adopted a watered down and crooked perspective of being blessed. You see, many believers, even now, here in 2022, have seen blessing as one being fortunate, comfortable, and happy. Whereas the Bible let us know that all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So suffering is part of our Christian DNA. Yes, God desires to bless us, but we have to first be partakers of his agenda, pushing our agenda on the side and getting lined up, tangled up, wrapped up in the things of God. So, believer of Christ, we must anchor ourselves into what is true rather than in what we see and can make sense of. Beloved people of God, believers of Christ, we may see as we look around us in 2022, we may see non-believers all around us earning good jobs, having job promotions being granted to them, even at the expense of others. Non-believers seems to have no trouble, any trouble into getting what they want, such as buying big houses, expensive cars, and other things. It seems as if they are flourishing in all that they do. But I stop by to let you know here tonight, on a Friday night in 2022, believers of Christ, for while it can be very tempting to look at the surface level of people's lives and their struggles, we may not understand why they seem to be flourishing. They seem to be prosperous. But always keep this in mind, that those very blessings may be blinding them from their need for a living Savior, a personal Savior, and leaving them in their lives and empty. So the Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verses 36 through 38, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul?" Question. "Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my word in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at the scriptures in the book of Mark, here Jesus placed a question for us to consider when he said, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" We, as born-again believers of Christ, have been given the knowledge with the understanding of knowing what life is all about. We don't live for today. We live for eternity. See, again, we're in this world, but we're not of it. We are citizens of heaven. Bible says that we have been chosen. We're a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are in this world. We live in this world. We are partakers of this world. We live in this world, but we are only here temporarily. We are pilgrims in a foreign land. Our mindset is in heaven. We have been positioned in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, the first of the resurrection, who rose from the dead, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for every believer, every follower of his. And then, after these questions are considered, we have to look deep down within, personally, on an individual basis, and ask ourselves the question, what shall it profit me to gain the whole world, all the materialistic things, all of the things that people can see, but deep down inside, without God in our lives, without the Holy Spirit, our heart will still be filled with void, a void that only Jesus can fill. Yes, we must come to him just the way we are, Torah, from the flow of, because the God that we serve, he is the God of the universe. He's the one that made the heaven and the earth. He's the one that has positioned us and has positioned everything in place. Jesus, he died, but he rose from the dead. You know, it goes on to continue to say, "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my word in this adulterous and sinful generation of his, also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Yes, beloved, Jesus Christ is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for a prepared people to take care of place. If you are not in line with Christ, this is your hour in 2022 to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All you have to do is come to the realization of knowing, according to Romans 10:13, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Help you repent of your sin. Acknowledge by a belief, by a confession and a belief based upon Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for which your heart can believe on the righteousness, and which your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Again, we are thankful and grateful tonight for ministering on. Bless to be a blessing for others. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer here tonight. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that word. We appreciate so much you taking the time to give us nuggets that we can apply to our lives and share with others. If you've learned anything this day or this evening, please remember to share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday evening, every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, P-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X-S, X-ray. That's T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X-S, X-ray. Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Again, God bless you. God loves you and so do we. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Know that God loves you and so do we. God bless.